You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise God. We thank God for another day, another time, and another opportunity to come into your homes, into your cars. By the way of the radio stations that was mentioned, by the way of this radio station right here, made it possible. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial made it possible for us to come into your homes this morning, into your cars. However way you're tuning into the radio broadcast, we're so excited about what you have chosen to do this morning, to stay with us. 1 hour, I'll stay with you, you stay with me. Come on. Hallelujah. It's about time for your miracle. Just know this, God is with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you this morning? Nobody. Come on, somebody. God is with you this morning. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. Come on, hold your head up high, because it's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Come on, tag and share. Hallelujah. Those that you're on Cypress audience, those you that can tag and share, we appreciate you tagging and sharing this time with us on this air. Amen. And let them know, come on, tune into the radio broadcast this morning, because God has something great for you, you and you. Again, we want to thank you so much. Amen. We give honor to the Spirit of God. Amen. Who's the head of our lives, who's in control of everything. Hallelujah. He said everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us. So if it's good, we thank God. And if it's bad, we thank God. And if we don't understand, we still thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we know that God is who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say is going to do. There's nothing too hard for God. You just got to trust him. You just got to believe him. When you can't trace him, come on. When you can't seem like you can't hear his voice or feel his touch, you just got to know he's still yet with you. He's omnipresent and he's not going to leave you. He's always going to be there. Come on. Hallelujah. Because his word said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So good morning to all of you once again. Praise God, because Jesus is worthy. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. We just celebrated, hallelujah, Palm Sunday. On Sunday, we pray you had a chance to go to and be in service at your local assembly where you have decided to be a member there. Praise God. We thank God. Those of you that didn't have a church home, we pray you found somewhere to go in and get ready. Amen. For celebration for what's coming up. Amen. Easter. Amen. It's getting ready to come up. And we're getting ready to celebrate and commemorate how what our Savior did. Hallelujah. We commemorated on yesterday leading up to, hallelujah, leading up to the resurrection. And praise our God. He did it just for me. Hallelujah. He did it just for me. He did it just for you. Come on. He decided to die. Yes, he did. He didn't have to, because if he wanted to, he could have called in 10,000 hosts of angels. But he decided to die just for me, just for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He decided to yield his life up. Come on. Hallelujah. He could have called in 10,000 hosts of angels, as I said, but he decided not to. Hallelujah. He could have sent somebody else to do it, but he didn't. He decided to die just for me. Think about it. No matter what you were in, no matter what you was facing, he decided to die just for you. He took up on the 39 stripes. Hallelujah. God, he took them up on his body. He bore it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. He did it just for me. He did it just for you. Come on, think about it. hallelujah, situations that you have been in, situations that you have came out. Come on, he did it, hallelujah, to bring you out. He did it, hallelujah, to bring you out before you even got into it. It was already done. He did it just for me. And we want to thank God. We want to give him glory. We want to give him praise. We want to give him honor because he decided to do it just for me. He decided to do it just for me, no matter what it was, no matter what will occur. He did it. He gave his life. Come on, he gave his life just for us. He took the ridicule. He took the beating. Come on. He took the talked about. He took the being lied on. All of that. He did it just for me, just for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that we can have freedom. So that we can have a right to the tree of life. So what we didn't have to pay the ultimate price, amen, that the enemy wanted us to pay. So he redeemed us back to the Father. Come on, he did it just for me. Father, prepare me a body that I may do what? Go down and redeem man back to you. Come on. So he did it just for me. Hallelujah. He was led from judgment hall to judgment hall. Hallelujah. Just for me. Hallelujah. He stood before Pilate. Come on here. Hallelujah. Then they tried to they asked him a question, and he never said a mumbling word. He said, thou said it, you said, because he did it just for me. He held his peace just for me. Oh, praise God, praise God. I don't got into it. I don't got all into it, praise God. We want to give honor to where honor is due. Lady Watkins, God bless you. We give honor to you. Amen. Our church mother, amen, Mother Brown, and to all our prophet is there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple and Evangelist there. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, Pastor Jamal Moses and Prophet Moses. God bless you. Amen. We give honor to you all as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. For who he is and what he is and what he's going to be doing and what he have done. Amen. And we want to send out our condolences continue to the bereavement family, Sister Angelina and her family. Amen. We send out our condolences. Amen. To you. Still, we're praying for you, Minister William and Moore. We send out our condolences to you as well and your family. Somebody that you know that I don't know. We still yet praying for you. Amen. And we want to continue to pray for the sick and shut in. Amen. That God will touch them. Amen. And those that are incarcerated, that God will intervene on their behalf, whether they be guilty or whether they be not guilty. We're still yet praying for them. Amen. Praise God. And we want to continue to pray that God touch somebody to come to the foot of the cross. Amen. Say, what must I do to be saved? Because he did it just for us. He did it just for us. I want you to know that's what we're going to talk about. But still, it's in my spirit. He did it just for me. He did it just for me. The songwriter wrote a song that he said he would not come down from the cross, but he decided to die just to save me. He would not come down from the cross. Come on. Hallelujah. It wasn't the nails that held him to the cross or the spikes that they put in his hand. And it wasn't the spear that they have jugged him in the side that took his life. Come on, because he said, no man take my life. He said, well, I lay it down again. Because if he had wanted to, he could have called in 10,000 hosts of angels to come in, hallelujah, and to save him. But he didn't. What did he do? I'm so glad you asked me. What did he do, Apostle? What did he do? He decided, come on here, to die. Come on here, just to save me, you, from our sins. Come on here, that we did not commit. Come on, hallelujah. We was born into a sinful world. Hallelujah. We didn't even have a chance. Come on, somebody. We didn't have a chance, but because we were born into sin, shaped in iniquity that our father and our mothers conceived us in, praise God, he came down, hallelujah, to 42 generations, hallelujah. He prepared with a prepared body to go through this. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. He did it. Why? He did it just for me. Come on. I was tangled up, tied up in sin, hallelujah, before I got here. Come on, hallelujah. But because his body was prepared, come on, hallelujah, to take on the sins of the world. Come on, the sins of the world, not just my sins, not just your sins, but the whole entire world he took upon the sins upon him. So he decided, come on here, after all, hallelujah, no man, one man could not take this upon him. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad he couldn't, because some of us would have been messed up. Most of us, all of us would have been messed up, tell you the truth. If a man, natural man, would have took this upon him, the weight of the world, hallelujah, the weight of the world, was when they prophesied it in the Old Testament, that the government shall be upon his shoulders. Come on here. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. His body was prepared just for you and I. Come on here. That would redeem us back from the hands of the clutches of the enemy. Redeem us back from a sinful state life. Praise God. He did it just for me. Praise God. You might want to type that in the screen, saying he did it just for me. Hallelujah. He bore the stripes. He bore the 39 stripes. He bore the canine that they try to rip his flesh out. He bore it. He took the pain. He wouldn't even take no narcotics when they tried to put it on the sponge and the vinegar and they tried to give it to him to drink. He refused to drink it. Come on here. He refused to drink it because he wanted to go through the agony and the pain without being medicated. Oh, my God. That's what some of us want to do. We want to go through this, but we want to go through it medicated. We don't want to feel the pain. We don't want to feel the concussions that come with it. But Jesus decided, I'm not taking this. I'm going to go through it, and I'm going to take the pain. I'm going to go through it because my assignment, Jesus was on assignment to redeem us back. Come on here to, hallelujah, to his Father. Come on here. So he did it just for me. He did it just for you today. Come on, because you don't have to live in the state that you're in. You don't have to do what you're doing. Come on, somebody, because the Savior have already paid the price for you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've already been healed. Come on here. We've already been delivered. We've already been set free. Hallelujah. He did it just for me. He decided to do this. Come on. Hallelujah. Not no other man. He decided to bring you out, Cynthia. He decided to bring you out, daughter Lori. Come on. He did it just for me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. When I didn't have a chance. Come on. When I didn't have no hope. Come on, when I didn't have no God on my side. Come on, hallelujah. He did it just for us, Nikki. He did it just for you. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about it. Hallelujah. Satan came to destroy us. Come on. The works, the plan of Satan came to destroy us. But because, hallelujah, he stayed there. From the ninth hour to the next, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, he stayed there. The whole earth got dark. Come on here. The whole earth, the clouds got gray. Come on here. Because he took upon the sins of the world. Hallelujah. He took upon your sins that you have never committed, that you didn't commit. He took it already. He bore it upon him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is why we can stand boldly today. Hallelujah. This is why the veil has been ripped. Because he said the veil has been ripped from the top to the bottom. Praise God. We don't need to go in to the high priest no more. He did it just for me. He made it official so that we could come boldly to the throne of grace. And then we could go in, hallelujah, beyond the veil. The veil has been ripped. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we don't need the priest to go and make atonement for us no more. Now we could come directly to the throne. Hallelujah. He did it just for me. Oh, man, you're not with excuse. Oh, woman, you're not with excuse. Oh, boy or girl, you're not with excuse. You have no excuse because why? He did it just for me. He took it. He took it. He took it. He bore it. Hallelujah. He took the pain. Hallelujah. In the agony, in the excruciating pain. Hallelujah. In the shame. Come on here. Oh, he took it upon him. just for me, just for you today, so that we can walk in freedom, that we can walk in health, that we can walk in the things of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they led him before judgment hall, the judgment hall. The Bible says he stood before Pilate. Yes, he did. Come on, somebody. And he asked him a question. Thou the king of the Jews. Pilate, hallelujah, glory to God. He said he didn't want to be a guilty of killing an innocent man, hallelujah. But he had power. He thought he had the power to judge. He said he had the power to judge and to kill. And back in their law, that's what they did. But, oh, he didn't know. He didn't have the ultimate power. All power was given unto God. Our son, his son Jesus. God gave it to his son Jesus. Come on here. Praise God to endure the cross. Praise God to endure the agony and pain. Think about it. Hallelujah. We're leading up to the resurrection. We're leading up to the resurrection. The Lord's will is Sunday. Come on here. We'll be leading up to the resurrection for what all took place during the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember in the scriptures, praise God, and I'm just going through this to let you know he did it just for you. And when Jesus was going into the garden and to prepare himself for this task, praise our God, he came unto his disciples, praise God, and they were asleep the first time. Praise God. It ain't no time to sleep. Come on here. Our Savior is getting ready to face, he's getting ready to face some things. And the Bible says that he, hallelujah, the Bible says that he prayed to sweat like blood drops came from him. That was some intense prayer. He did it just for us. He did it just for you. And his second time he came to the disciples and they still were asleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. How could you sleep at a time like this? Oh, praise God. The Bible says, hallelujah, glory to God. The Bible says, then he came back to the disciples the third time. The third time he came back to the disciples. He didn't say one thing, but he said this, sleep on. Sleep on, praise God. I got to go because I got to go. But I got to go get prepared for what I'm going to go up against. Come on here, praise God. Don't let him find you sleeping on what he has done just for you. Don't let him find you not grateful for what he has done for you and you and I. He did it just for us. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. It was fulfilled. Oh, the Old Testament. It was fulfilled. The Old Testament of the prophets that prophesied about it will be a Savior come into the world and it will save his people and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Praise God. He did it just for us today. He did it just for you today. Come on. You don't have to walk in it. I know I'm like sound like repetition. I'm repeating, but I want you to get it into you. He did it just for you. Come on. He did it just for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Think about it. How he went through the suffering. Think about how he went through the agony, the pain, and the shame. Think about it. He did it. Hallelujah. He could have not gone through it. He could have stepped out of it, but he decided, no, I'm going to do it. Come on. Again, Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and redeem man back to you. And that's what he did. He came down to 42 generations. Come on here. Praise God. Just for you. Just for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He hung there on that cross. First of all, he took the beating. The Bible said they beat him till he was unrecognizable. Come on. Till he was unrecognizable. Praise God. Hallelujah. He took the blow, the first blow. He took it. Come on, somebody. They slapped him according to what we've been reading down through the years. Oh, my God. We already read it. Come on. So we should know by heart and we can rememorate what he did. He did it just for us. Oh, he took the next blow. Come on. For you. He took the next blow for me and those other blows. He took them for somebody else. Because that's why I say he was wounded. He was wounded. He was wounded. Come on here. In the natural, he was wounded. Come on. Hallelujah. His flesh was torn into half. Come on here. His flesh was sliced. Come on here. Oh, my God. In half, downways and sideways. He took the beating. Come on here. Oh, they beat our Savior. Come on here. just for me, just for you. Think about it. Oh, my God. He did it. Hallelujah. He did it. Come on here. But he told them. He told them. He said, guess what? They're going to seek me. They're seeking after me to destroy me. Hallelujah. But no man take my life. He said, but I lay it down. I lay it down. He did it just for you today. He laid his life down just for you and I today. Hallelujah. So that we can walk where, how we're walking and that we can sit where we're sitting at today. He paid the price. He paid the price that you and I could have not paid because we couldn't take the beating. The first blow probably would have killed some of us. The first stripe that they put up on Jesus, it would have killed us. But oh, he took it. He took it. He stayed there. He didn't say a mumbling word after they had beat him, after they led him to judgment hall, and he stood before Pilate being questioned, thou the king of the Jews. He said, thou have well said. They said it. Yes, they said it. That's what they're saying about you, because you've already gone through that, and you can come out of it, praise God, like Jesus did. Praise our God. Then they had the nerve to write over on a sheet and hang it over Jesus. First of all, praise God, they planted a crown of thorns and they put it on his head. They smashed it down on our Savior's head. Praise God. Hallelujah. They the one crowned him. Praise God. They crowned him. Come on. Hallelujah. They didn't really know what they were doing. They thought they was doing justice by their law. Come on here. Oh, but they crowned him. They crowned him with a wreath, thorns. Praise God. Then they turn around and put him on. He's a royal. They made him a king. They made him a king. They made him, hallelujah, they made him what they were saying it was. So people are going to say stuff, and it's making you come on here. Praise God. It's making you. Then they took his own purple linen and they draped him. They put it over our Savior. They put it over our Savior. Praise God. Praise God. And back there, the judgment hall. Then Pilate asked him again, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" Come on, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Pilate, Jesus didn't say a word. Hallelujah. Pilate went on to say, I don't want to be to kill an innocent man. I have no part of it. Praise God. But then he turned around and they came back and they told him, they said, listen, this is our custom. This is what we do. Come on here. Don't break our custom. Don't break what we usually do. Hallelujah. We have to crucify him. We have to crucify him. They crucified him for us. They crucified him for me, you. He did it just for us. Come on. They did it. Come on. Yes, they did. They did it. They crucified him. Hallelujah. But oh, praise God. And as we can go back, when the Bible said it was two thieves hanging in the Jesus was two thieves with him. Come on. First of all, they begin to give him glory before he went through all this. Oh, he came riding in on a donkey. Oh, they put down palm branches and oh, they put all this down. Oh, they did it. Yes, they did. Oh, they hail the king. Oh, they worship him. But then the same time they turn around, crucified him. They crucify him. They crucified him. And it brings me back to where we were at. Praise our God. Then they took our Savior. After they don't did all that, they don't beat him. They don't beat him. Hallelujah. They don't put a crown of thorns on his head. They don't put a rope. And then they turn it. Then they did it in the public. Come on here. They finna nail him to the cross. But oh, again, it wasn't the spice. It wasn't the rope that held him to the cross. Because he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, come on here. All people doing to you is just lifting you up. Come on here. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I will draw all men unto me. Come on here. Hallelujah. He said, I'll draw them all in, because they're going to see. Praise God. And there was two thieves hanging there. One on the left, one was on the right. Jesus in the middle. Come on here. They try to make mockery of him. They try to make mockery of him. Oh, you save everybody else. Oh, you did this for everybody else. Come down off this cross and save yourself and save me with you. Oh, but oh my God. Hallelujah to God. The other thief said, oh, he was hanging there with him. Oh, boy, praise God. This is where it gets really. He did it just for him. Jesus stopped dying. Through all that pain, he stopped the pain. Come on here. Without any medicine, narcotics to help him. He stopped the pain. He stopped death. And the man said, the other thief said, listen, I don't know whether he be the Son of God or not. But just in case, here come just for me, just for you, just in case you are, remember me when you do well, enter into thy kingdom. Jesus stopped dying, y'all. Jesus stopped dying, Stacy, just for you. And he said, what did he say? He said, guess, so shall you be with me this day. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm finna get into something. He didn't say you had to belong to this organization. He didn't say you had to belong to this church. Just, oh my God. He didn't say you had to be in this sorority of whatever. He didn't say that. None of that. He didn't even say you got to be baptized and all this. Well, we try to make a legal doctrine and all this stuff. He says, so shall you be with me this day in paradise. Somebody better help me out there. He did it just for me. Come on. He did it just for you. Come on. He stopped dying to save this man. Come on. He says, so shall you be with me this day in paradise. Come on. So shall you be with me. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Somebody need to type in there. It shall be. Let it be. So shall it be. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise our God. He said, you shall be with me this day. Jesus stopped dying. He stopped death in the midair. He stopped death in the midair. Come on. What I like about it, he thought about it on yesterday when we was ministering. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't even send the angel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't even send the angel. He didn't send Gabriel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when Daniel prayed, hallelujah, the prince of Persia who was in the air and it held up Daniel prayers, because Jesus, I heard you the first day you prayed. But the Persia, the prince of air, which was Satan, held it up. So he had to send some help. But Jesus didn't send no help to redeem us back. Jesus didn't send the angels. He said, "Nah, you stay right here. Y'all stay. This is something I got to do. This, you can't do this one." Oh my God. So I'm saying to you out there today, you can't do it. You can't figure it out. You can't ponder it out. You can't worry it out. You can't iron it out, or you can't straighten it out. Your life, your situations, God did it just for you. He prepared his son, a body just for you. Come on, to take on that which you cannot handle. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me out there today. He did it just for you today. Praise God. And that's why I'm saying we commemorating what he did just for us. Through this, all the agony, through all the pain, through all the shame, he did it just for you, to bring you to a place in him. To bring you to a place in him, to trust him. Glory to God. To know that he's still God and all by himself. He's God, and he's going to do it by a miracle, only if you can trust him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He did it just for him. Praise God. And I say he stopped dying. And he remembered this man, this thief. Hallelujah. They were saying, wait a minute. He ain't done no wrong. Now, we are guilty of what we did. But this man is not guilty. And they still crucified him. So they think. They still beating him. We deserve what we did for this punishment. Hallelujah. We deserve it, they were saying. Oh, but Jesus didn't deserve it. But it had to be fulfilled, because he had to redeem us back to the Father. Hallelujah. He had to bring us back in covenant. Now you're in covenant. Oh, my God. We're going to go into something. You're in covenant with God. Hallelujah. You're in covenant with God. And if you're not, don't think you're in covenant. You can repent and come in covenant with God, because he've already did it. He've already paid the ultimate price. He've already reconciled us back to the Father. We just got to walk in it, believe in it, and stay in the covenant. Because guess what? He did it. He did it just for you today. He did it just for you, brother, sister, mother, father, son, daughter, niece, nephew, grandparents. He did it just for you. Come on. Hallelujah. He bore your sins. He took it upon him. Come on. Y'all need to type this in and share. He did it just for me. Hallelujah. He brought me out of a dark place. He brought me out of a place that